Track 13, Celebrity Spotlight. Well now, there's celebrity and there's celebrity. And our celebrity this month is a musical artist who's been around for longer than I care to remember. Let's hear it for Cliff Richard.
Got myself a-crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll.
These days, Sir Cliff Richard is known as a proponent of Christian and Christmas songs. Indeed, he has charted with familiar Christmas hits such as Mistletoe and Wine, Saviour's Day, and Millennium Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven.
Where does the perennial Peter Pan of pop story begin? Well, it all starts in 1940 in a faraway country. Let's find out more. Cliff Richard was born Harry Roger Webb on the 14th of October 1940 in Lucknow, which was then part of British India. His parents were Roger Oscar Webb, a manager for a catering contractor that serviced the Indian Railways, and the former Dorothy Marie Daisley. In 1948, following Indian independence, the family embarked on a three-week sea voyage to Tilbury, Essex, England, aboard the SS Raunchy. Schooled in Cheshunt, Harry Webb became interested in skiffle. When he was 16, his father brought him a guitar, and in 1957, he formed the school vocal harmony group The Quintones, before singing in the Dick Teague skiffle group, then becoming lead singer in the rock and roll group The Drifters. No, not the American ones. His 1958 single, Move It, is often described as Britain's first authentic rock and roll song. Indeed, John Lennon is recorded as saying that before Move It, there was nothing in British music worth listening to. But how did the name change occur? Well, the 1950s entrepreneur Harry Greatrex wanted the up-and-coming rock and roll singer to change his name. The name Cliff was adopted as it sounded like Cliff Face, which suggested rock, proper butch. And it was Move It writer Ian Samwell who suggested the surname Richard as a tribute to Webb's musical hero, Little Richard. Actually, Move It was written and composed by Samuel while he was on board a number 715 Green Line bus on the way to Richard's house for rehearsal. In the early days, Richard was marketed as the British equivalent of Elvis. Like previous British rockers such as Tommy Steele and Marty Wilde, Richard adopted Elvis-like dress and hairstyle. In performance, he struck a pose of rock attitude, rarely smiling or looking at the audience or camera. Several singles were released full of teenage, rebellious attitude. Then suddenly, Lionel Bart's Living Doll became Cliff's first number one single.
Oh, take a look at her hair, it's real and don't believe what I say, just feel. Lock her up in a trunk so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please.
Entering the top 40 in America, the backing singers had to change their name, for obvious reasons, from the Drifters to, you guessed it, The Shadows. The group's lineup had changed and now included Hank Marvin and Bruce Welch. Living Doll was used on the soundtrack of Cliff's first feature film, Serious Charge, but in a different arrangement. Other films soon followed, including Espresso Bongo, a musical about the sleazy side of cafe-singing bongo players in the soon-to-be swinging 60s. The Young Ones, about a group of young ones fighting to save their youth club. And then this. Where are we all going?
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two. Fun and laughter on a summer holiday. No more worries for me or you. For a week or two. We're going where the sun shines brightly.
Yes, Summer Holiday, the 1963 CinemaScope and Technicolor musical film starring Cliff with a host of British stars such as Una Stubbs, Ron Moody, David Kossoff, Laurie Peters and Melvin Hayes. The Shadows played themselves and the gang head from a wet English black and white summer to the sunny Technicolor continent. Three directors were assigned. Sidney J. Fury was held up filming The Boys. John Krish came on board and left. And then Peter Yates actually made the film. This is a movie that could so easily have not been made. Imagine that. British cinema with no summer holiday. Indeed, after its principal photography had been completed, the producers felt it wasn't long enough. So they got Cliff, The Shadows and Melvin back into the studio and filmed this number to pad the film out.
When I was young, my father said, "Son, I have something to say." And what he told me I'll never forget until my dying day. He said, "Son, you are a bachelor boy, and that's the way to stay. Son, you be a bachelor boy until your dying day."
A classic song and indeed a mantra to Cliff, the eternal bachelor. Summer Holiday became the most popular film in Britain in 1962, after the James Bond thriller From Russia With Love. Didn't we cover that with Matt Munro's title song a couple of months ago? It had been just 4 years since the first hit single, and Cliff was well on his way to stardom. Further films propelled him to the top, yet he could not break the American market. In 1960, Cliff and the Shadows toured the United States and were well received, but lackluster support and distribution from a revolving door of American record labels proved an obstacle to long-term success there, despite several chart records. The band appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show, which was crucial for the Beatles, but these performances did not help them gain sustained success in North America. Back in Britain, further films such as Wonderful Life and Finders Keepers created their own genre, known as the Cliff Richard Musical, and led to Richards being named the number one cinema box office attraction in Britain for both 1962 and 1963, beating that of even James Bond. The title song of The Young Ones became his biggest selling single in the United Kingdom, selling over 1 million copies in the UK. As with the other existing rock acts in Britain, Richard's career was affected by the advent of the Beatles and the Merseysound in 1963 and 1964. He continued to be popular and have hits in the charts throughout the 1960s, though not at the level that he had enjoyed before. In 1964, he became an active evangelical Christian, and his faith has become an important aspect of his life. Standing up publicly as an evangelical affected his career. Initially, he believed that he should quit rock and roll, feeling he could no longer be the rocker who had been called a crude exhibitionist and too sexy for TV. Richard intended at first to reform his ways and become a teacher, but evangelical Christian friends advised him not to abandon his career. Richard's 1965 UK number 12 hit, On My Word, ended a run of 23 consecutive top 10 UK hits between A Voice in the Wilderness in 1960 to The Minute You're Gone in 1965, which, to date, is still a record number of consecutive top 10 UK hits for a male artist.
Congratulations and celebrations when I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be.
In 1968, Richard sang the UK's entry in the Eurovision Song Contest, Congratulations, which came second to Spain's La La La, you may recall. Here's a fun fact. His final acting role on the silver screen to date was in 1973, when he starred in the film Take Me High. Now, this film musical was recently on Talking Pictures TV, and for the sake of research, dear listener, your writer, Tim, watched it. What an unusual story. It is set in Birmingham with glamorous locations such as Spaghetti Junction and Gas Street Basin, an old canal on which Cliff races a speedboat and sings a song about his latest invention, the tasty treat, the Brum Burger. Yes, you heard correctly. The Brum Burger. All in all, quite a fun film, but no summer holiday. 1973 saw his second attempt at the Eurovision Song Contest, with Power to All Our Friends placing him third.
She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you. She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you from behind.
In 1976, the decision was made to repackage Richard as a rock artist. That year, Bruce Welch relaunched Cliff's career and produced the landmark album I'm Nearly Famous, which included the successful but controversial guitar-driven track Devil Woman, which became Richard's first true hit in the United States, and the ballad Miss Unites. In reviewing the new album in Melody Maker, Jeff Brown heralded the renaissance of Richard. Richard's fans were excited about this revival of a performer who had been a part of British rock from its early days. Many music names such as Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton and Elton John were seen sporting I'm Nearly Famous badges, pleased that their boyhood idol was getting back into the heavier rock in which he had begun his career. By the end of the 70s, Cliff's list of hits included Devil Woman, Miss Unites, We Don't Talk Anymore, and Carrie, quite a catalogue. I bet you're humming some of those songs in your head now. The 1981 single Wired for Sound hit number four, and by the end of the year, Daddy's Home was at number two. The outrageous The Young Ones BBC TV comedy series, in which Rick Mayall's character, the People's Poet, expresses his obsession with Cliff, led to a comic relief recording of that song. I won't expose you to that mix of comedy and singing, but the TV series ends with the cast in bus travelling along and shouting Cliff as the bus careers over a, you guessed it, cliff edge. Ha ha ha! After a period in the rock musical Time, Cliff concluded his 30th year in music by achieving a UK Christmas number one single in 1988 with Mistletoe and Wine, while simultaneously holding the number one positions on the album and video charts with the UK compilation Private Collection, which summed up his biggest hits from 1979 to 1988. Mistletoe and Wine was Richard's 99th UK single and spent 4 weeks at the top of the chart. Cliff became the first British artist to release his 100th single, The Best of Me, an amazing feat. Have you noticed we haven't even reached the 90s, such is the success story of Cliff Richard? Let's race through to his Christmas songs.
The child is a king, the carolers sing. The old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow. Fingers numb, faces aglow. It's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhyme, with logs on the fire and gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see.
Mistletoe and Wine was his 99th single and 12th number one, becoming the biggest single of 1988, with over 750,000 copies being sold.
Now we have walked in the chill of the night. We are waiting for, waiting for the Savior's day.
His Saviour's Day brought the real Christmas song into focus in the pop charts, becoming 1990's Christmas number one, with over 200,000 copies being bought. Come 1999 and the fervour of the approaching millennium, and here is Cliff, some 40-odd years in the charts, and hitting number one again with his Millennium Prayer, which put the words of the Lord's Prayer to the tune of Auld Lang Syne. Here we draw a close to the ongoing story of Sir Cliff Richard. Nearly 70 years a recording star, film star, philanthropist, Christian musician, from rock and roll to religious numbers. And talking of numbers, with 14 number one singles, he's third on the list of most number one chart hits in the UK, after Elvis Presley and then the Beatles. Still on top of Ed Sheeran. Oh, did I mention that this November, Cliff has been touring the UK, selling out venues on his Blue Sapphire tour? There seems to be no stopping this bachelor boy.
Thinking of my going, how to cut the thread and leave it all behind. Looking windward for my compass, I take each day as it arrives. But these miss you nights are the longest. Lay down all thoughts your surrender. It's only me who's killing time.
down old dreams and things once remembered. It's just the same, this miss you game.
Wow, that's quite a career, isn't it? And Peter Pan is certainly a very appropriate description. Thank you, Robin.
Yeah, this miss you night.